Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. So I'm looking over the Twitter feed from last night's concert at the new Lincoln Center Atrium. One says, "We almost couldn't believe our eyes. BB Tonga tap dancing while playing rhythm guitar." This one says, "Picking up on hints of Prince and George Clinton." "Don't think you've heard a version of Wade in the Water like the way Tonga and the Selenites play." And this one, "If you didn't see BB Tonga and the Selenites tonight, you missed out." Well, that last one at least was wrong, because the Parisian-based Afro-funk ensemble, known as BB Tonga and the Selenites, are here in our studio this afternoon. And they're going to start us off with a live performance. The song is called Posse on Soundcheck.
Sara ayini tonga so ekiri na kodoro so akese se chakotara timo pasiti yakende zapala sara ayini tonga so ekiri na kodoro so akese se chakotara timo moyetizi teretimo na yati pasiti gizo 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 aiwa. We'll be right back.
That is called Passi, a song from Bibi Tanga and the Selenites. Let me introduce you to the Selenites. The DJ is Le Professeur en la Sable, the tireless professor. Eric Kerridge playing the electric guitar. Artur Simonini playing our piano, and we'll be switching off, I guess, to violin shortly. Arno Biscay plays the drums, and Bibi Tanga himself plays the electric bass and sings. And apparently, Bibi, according to last night's Twitter feeds, you dance as well in concert.
I try to do my best on tap dancing.
Tap dancing.
Yeah, I just have a little, I did a tribute to James Brown called Funky Drummer.
Okay, so the sounds of American funk, the sounds of the rhythms of the Central African Republic, mm-hmm. where your family is from, these things come together pretty easily in this band, it seems.
Yes, because of my parents and because of the people in the band, but we come all from sort of a, you know, mixture, melting pot. And my father and my mother used to buy some records like, you know, Ella Jenkins singing, James Brown, Curtis Mayfield, some African stuff also. So I think the generation put it all together.
Right.
That's it.
So you had James Brown, but then you also had Franco Congo and places like that. Now, your father was a diplomat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
You grew up in lots of different places?
Yes, I grew up in lots of different places. It started by Moscow, and then we were in Belgium, Germany. And my father works in New York also for three years.
Wow.
At the NU. And so we went here to see him on vacation. So I was in Brooklyn in the last 70s. So I saw the beginning of hip hop, but I didn't know that it was the beginning of hip hop.
You were here, but you weren't aware that it was happening. Yeah.
Around 78, 79.
So where is home for you then? I mean, growing up in all these different places.
You know, there's one thing I always say is, when I arrived in New York, we get on the hotel, and when I go out to buy some things, I always say to my friend, I say, "Now I'm going home." That means I'm going home to my hotel. I think everywhere I'm going.
The hotel is your home.
Yeah, the hotel is my room.
All right. Bibi Tanga is with us, along with the band The Selenites. And they performed last night at the Lincoln Center Atrium, but they're playing tonight at 7:30 at Joe's Pub. Final New York performance before you head back to Paris,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
But playing for us here this afternoon. Now, the next song is called Be'Afrika.
Yeah.
So is this addressed to the people of Africa? What's this song about?
Especially addressed to the people in Central Africa, because Be'Afrika means Central Africa. This is how we call the country. And it's about AIDS and problem of AIDS, problem of starvation. And it's addressed to directly to them. Mm-hmm. But it could be also addressed to other people in Africa.
Well, and as we've heard, there's a terrible situation with the shortage in the food supply in the region of Niger,
yes,
and Central African Republic and places like that. So, all right, it's a timely song, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But let's hear the performance here in the studio.
Yeah.
Once again, it's Bibi Tanga and the Selenites. This is their first time here in New York, this series of performances. This song is called Be'Afrika. Live in the Soundcheck studio.
Tonga se, Be'Afrika, Mokesina yanga datizo na menikete yena maboko fade sozo kwa ke toto nzara zara ke fazo sida ke fazo be Africa nyela sara simo ke toto nzara tongase tongase be Africa nyela sara simo ke toto nzara tongase tongase wala bira la sarsie ke sara yeniso wala bira la sarsie ke tuti tongase totongonzara totongonzara be Africa nyela sara simo ke toto nzara tongase tongase be Africa nyela sara simo ke toto nzara tongase tongase Cause of Africa, the color of Mansoro Mingi, Moke Bama Tanga Nando Gwe. Lasso Mobamo Tene, Kobaketan Karapeo, Azo Kwake Totonzara, Totonzara,
Totonzara, Totonzara,
Malimaka,
Totonzara,
Tisina,
Totonzara,
Ita Tibia,
Totonzara,
Tudu Kwake
Totonzara,
Fatima,
Totonzara,
Engewe,
Totonzara,
Fuera.
Totonzara,
Pegadisa,
Totonzara,
Akoke,
Totonzara,
Aita Chimba,
Totonzara,
Mamarosa,
Totonzara,
Africa, Kwe.
Be Africa,
Nyela Sara Simbo,
Totonzara, Tongase, Tongase.
Be Africa,
Nyela Sara Simbo,
Totonzara,
Tongase, Tongase.
Be Africa,
Nyela Sara Simbo,
Totonzara,
Tongase, Tongase.
Be Africa,
Nyela Sara Simbo,
Totonzara,
Tongase,
Tongase.
That is Bibi Tonga and the Selenites, once again live in the Soundcheck studio. The new album is called Dunya, and you can find that song on it called Be'Africa, which means Central Africa, a song addressed to Bibi Tonga's homeland, the Central African Republic. And Bibi, you were telling us before how, you know, you lived in all these different places, Moscow and Paris and even in Brooklyn when hip-hop was just beginning. All of that because your dad was a diplomat. Mm-hmm. But the Central African Republic has had a number of coups over the years, overthrows of the government. At some point, a coup d'etat. So at some point, your dad was no longer a diplomat.
And well, he was a diplomat just for maybe 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
10 years.
And then what happened?
And then there was a coup, like you say, in French we say coup d'etat.
Right.
In the early 80s. So he stopped his job. And so we were in France. And then we stopped in France. And since this time, I'm living in France. And mm-hmm. so.
So the idea of immigration, refugees, these ideas seem to come up in some of your songs as well.
Yeah, of course. But how can I say that? The case of Central Africa is special, you know.
Why is that?
Because, you know, Central African people, they're really peaceful, you know. It's really hard to bring some, you know, how you call that, civil war or, you know, how you say that?
Civil war.
Yeah, civil war or, you know, dissensions.
Uh-huh.
Because people really love to be, you know, in a peace country. You know, everybody does. But in Central Africa, we have just one language. Everybody speak the same language. We have different tribes, mm-hmm. but we all speak the same language.
Is that
the Sango. So, you know, all the problems of coups, people have to handle it, you know.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to explain, but...
But so it ended up with you and your family having to move to France and growing up there. You do sing in French as well as in Sango, and mm-hmm. occasionally in English.
Yeah, okay.
And this next song, Red Wine, is one of those. Is there a little element of, I mean, you were here at the birth of hip-hop, however young you were. I mean, is there a little element of that in some of these English songs, English language songs?
You know, in France, we listen to some lot of English songs, you know. And so we were all raised in it also. So we have a lot of... kind of retribution
uh-huh.
to give to American music, yeah.
All right, well, bring a little English to the studio now. Let's hear this live performance once again from BB Tonga and the Selenites. The song's called Red Wine, and they'll be playing this and more tonight at Joe's Pub, their final New York appearance at 7:30 p.m. The album's called Dunya, but here's a live performance from BB Tonga and the Selenites in the Soundcheck studio.
Happiness back in my life again. Sometimes some brewage can do this, bro. Red, red wine can make you feel so fine. Just a black, everything comes from behind.
Red, red, red wine, make me feel so fine. Red, red, red wine, I got troubles on my mind. Red, red, red wine, make me feel so fine. Red, red, red wine, I got troubles on my mind. Red, red wine. I didn't feel that fine.
not even better, but whatever. We've all got a
trouble. It's like a rumble in the jungle.
But the thing is, it's when I'm feeling sad, I will always get some red wine, yo. And that's a fact.
You know I like it like that.
Red wine. Make me feel so fine. Red wine. I got troubles on my mind. Red wine. Make me feel so fine. Red wine. I got troubles on my mind.
Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles on my mind. Got troubles. Red wine.
It's BB Tunga and the Selenites live in the studio with Red Wine. They're playing tonight at Joe's Pub at 7:30. The album's called Dunya, and that'll do it for Soundcheck today. Next time, rowdy fans of the horror rap group Insane Clown Posse recently made headlines at a gathering in Illinois. Soundcheck's occasional series on superfans continues with a look at ICP's biggest fans, the Juggalos. Also, Chocolate Genius plays live. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program produced by Brian Wise and Greta Cohn with Daoud Tyler Amin. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Edward Haber. I'm John Schaefer.